freedom of choice, and that's what you've got in 2012. It is an election year. The presidential season is officially underway. We're less than a week from the Republican caucuses in Iowa. But that's just the beginning. We want to look at all of 2012. Here, look, the Republicans think this is their year to take back the White House. It's a bad economy. The president is weak. The Democrats think they're doing a lot better than you think they are, and they're sitting pretty for 2012. Who's right? It's time to get out the crystal ball. Joining us now, a couple of my pals from inside the Beltway, reporters and friends, Jen Bendry, White House correspondent for The Huffington Post. Jen, good morning.
Good morning.
Also joining us, Glenn Thrush, senior White House writer at Politico. Glenn, good morning.
Hello.
They're both here to help us look at the House and Senate and the presidential races with their crystal balls. Now, guys, let's start a little bit with policy, and I'm talking about just a couple of things on Capitol Hill that have to get done before the next election, and they're big. Jen Bendry, Huffington Post, unsettled business. The super committee has failed, of course, and there's some big questions that didn't get solved. The Bush-era tax cuts are still expiring at the end of 2012. This has to get solved, right?
Yes, it does. And one thing that you're going to see is sort of a super committee take two, with people trying to figure out how to come up with hundreds of billions of dollars to cut on top of what they already agreed to before but failed to deliver on. So essentially, by the end of the year, you know, you've got the Bush tax cuts kicking in January of 2013. So it'll be interesting to see how Congress is able to come up with cuts that they can tie in with those Bush tax cuts that are going to expire.
Bush tax cuts expiring, Congress has to come up with cuts. And Glenn Thrush, this all plays right into the political narrative for the 2012 election. I mean, Obama, the president, is fixing to run on this. Democrats are too, right? The idea of Bush tax cuts, or tax cuts for the rich, are right over the plate for the story the president is latching onto about income equality and shared sacrifice.
Bingo. And the polls, you know, the Tea Party movement has really morphed into something different. It seems, you know, I'm not one of those people who thinks the Tea Party is as completely eclipsed, but it is clear that the progressive side is starting to gain momentum on this issue, and people are really focusing on this question of fairness, which is always something that plays into Obama's strengths, and he's got the polling behind him. I mean, you're talking about two-thirds of the American people at this point in time, between 55 and two-thirds of the American people broadly supporting his position on this.
Okay, now, everybody talks about presidential politics. Of course, there is re-election in the House and Senate. Now, Glenn Thrush of Politico, you're one who thinks the Tea Party has not played itself out. Let me play you Republican Senator from Indiana, Dick Lugar, who's fighting for his political life, who has a different view of how the Tea Party has affected his Republicans.
Republicans lost the seats before in Nevada, in New Jersey, for example, in Colorado. There were people who claimed that they wanted somebody who was more of their Tea Party aspect, but in doing so, they killed off the Republican chances of a majority.
Now, that was Dick Lugar speaking on CNN. Glenn Thrush, Democrats were loving the sound of that. They thought they had a great chance to hold on to the Senate until they heard this yesterday from Ben Nelson of Nebraska.
While I relish the opportunity to undertake the work that lies ahead, I also feel it's time for me to step away from elective office, spend more time with my family, and look for new ways to serve our state and nation. Therefore, I'm announcing today that I will not seek re-election. Simply put, it's time to move on.
There's a Democratic seat that Democrats thought they might be able to hold, Glenn Thrush. Can Democrats hold the Senate now?
Isn't that just the greatest? I mean, his fellow Democrats referred to him as half Nelson to differentiate him from Bill Nelson, the much taller Florida. They spent the better part of three years altering every major piece of legislation
yes,
to accommodate Ben Nelson's needs. They channeled $800,000 recently from the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee into the state party. And this guy, who actually stands a fairly decent chance of being able to come back in the polls, and probably the best chance of any Democrat in the state of Nebraska, decides to spend more time with his family. I got to tell you, you know, Democrats who had always questioned Nelson's loyalty are just completely infuriated.
There's a whole lot. There is a whole great deal of thanks for nothing clanging around the Beltway right now. Jen Bendry, I'm sure that you're hearing the same thing. Let me ask you about the House, however. You've heard Democrats around the House starting to whisper that the Republican brand is so damaged that they think they have a shot at taking back the House. Is that election year braggadocio, or do you think they really do?
Well, I think they have a whole lot of seats to make up if they truly believe they're going to win. I mean, in any election year, you're going to hear both parties who are in the minority saying that this is the year they're going to take it back. And this time is a pretty steep climb for the Democrats in the House. They've got at least, 50 seats?
Yeah,
51 seats between the two parties. That's a pretty steep climb. And I'll tell you, I've got a couple of bets going with a couple of my Democratic friends on the House going Democratic, with both of them betting that it will go Democratic. And I got to say, I think that's one of the easiest bets I've made all year.
You're pretty sure you're going to win that one?
I'm going to win both of them.
All right, I'll take dinner at Bobby Vann's on 12th Street, Jen, and Glenn Thrush will join us. Jen, let me stay with you for a moment. In terms of the House, anything going to get done this year except the must-pass things, Bush tax cuts and spending cuts? Will they accomplish a darn thing in Congress in this election year?
Nope.
Glenn Thrush, Jen's pretty clear. Will Congress accomplish a darn thing?
I want to, just because I like disagreeing with Jen, as she is very, very well aware on almost everything. Just kidding there. I think there is a sliver of a chance that something might get done, just simply because, as you said, the brand is so degraded, and there are a lot of Republicans right now on the Hill who are really sensing that they are completely losing juice because of the recent battles, particularly the one on this payroll tax. So I'm going to say that there is a 20% chance that something comes together, particularly on long-term debt relief. Maybe not as ambitious as the grand bargain that Boehner and Obama negotiated last year, but just something that will give Republicans an opportunity to say that they were able to take on something more ambitious.
Republicans might be willing to finally deal to increase the value of that brand. All right, guys, hang in for 1 second. I want to do a call out to listeners. We want to hear from you, of course. What do you think is going to be the big story in 2012 politically, the economy, or what happens if Iraq unravels? 877-8-MY-TAKE. Hey, Jen Bendry and Glenn Thrush, hang in with us beyond the break. We want to talk about presidential politics with you guys. Stay in, okay?
To bring back our two political reporters, Jennifer Bendry, White House correspondent for the Huffington Post, and Glenn Thrush, senior White House writer at Politico. See if maybe we can get them to disagree a little more as they predict some of our issues for the upcoming 2012 election year. And we want to kind of move on to presidential politics. Is that okay with you guys?
Sure.
We'll shift from, say, the Republican race to the actual race for president. And let's start talking first about Obama and who he might be rooting for to win in Iowa. So take a listen first to this campaign ad from a pro-Romney super PAC.
Barack Obama has a plan. Destroy Mitt Romney and hope that Newt Gingrich is his opponent. Why? Because Newt has a ton of baggage. Newt was fined $300,000 for ethics violations, and he took at least $1.6 million from Freddie Mac just before it helped cause the economic meltdown.
So, Glenn, is this a super PAC correct? Is Barack Obama hoping Newt Gingrich wins the nomination?
I think, yes. I think, and they're also, hoping that the European debt situation turns into a pile of gold. They're not going to get either. I think there is a sense that Gingrich would clearly be a better candidate, but I can tell you that inside the Obama campaign in Chicago, they are clearly planning for a Romney opponent. But I think a larger question are these super PACs. President Obama does not like to make fundraising calls. He is not a guy who likes to call big liberal donors, particularly people who've been really disappointed with some of his positions on issues and his record in pushing their agenda, and ask them for big contributions to anything. And there is a real dearth of money going into these Democratic super PACs to oppose these Republican ones. So I think the money story in 2012 is going to be really interesting.
And that Obama is quite well healed at this point. But Jennifer, let's take a listen to this comment. This is Newt Gingrich, and he's responding to a joke from Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney said that the Gingrich not getting being organized enough to get his name on the ballot in Virginia was more like Lucille Ball at the chocolate factory than Pearl Harbor. And this is Newt's answer.
I'll meet him anywhere in Iowa for 90 minutes, just the two of us, in a debate with a timekeeper and no moderator. I'd love to have him say that to my face. I'd like him to have the courage to back up his negative ads. I'd like him to back up the things his staff have been putting out. He wants to prove he can debate Barack Obama. He ought to have the courage to stand on the same stage with me.
If he wants to prove he can debate Barack Obama, that's basically Newt saying he doesn't think Mitt Romney could win a debate against Barack Obama. What do you think?
That sounds like a Wild West showdown.
I know.
Yeah, I mean, it's not surprising that he would challenge him to a face-to-face debate, because that's what you'll usually see somebody asking for when they're losing. You know, they always want to get into the same room and have a debate. So, you know, that's to be expected. The Gingrich is obviously losing steam right now, and anything he can do to try to get in the same room or latch himself onto Romney to get some shot at, you know, bumping himself back up, he'll do it. So, of course, he's going after Romney right now. He's going to try to do anything he can to get in the limelight with Romney to try to one-up him.
Well, let's then talk about, Glenn, the chances that the president has. And let's go over a little bit about the promises that he's kept, those that he's broken. I check back in on the Obamator from PolitiFact all the time. Their tally is actually pretty good at this point, that they're keeping track of his promises, and he has a relatively good record. Unfortunately, that doesn't seem to be his image among the public, right?
Well, I mean, he's checked the boxes. The issue here is how well has he checked the boxes?
Right.
I mean, healthcare reform it was clearly a monumental accomplishment on its surface. But as people get into the details, you know, an awful lot is being left up to individual states and a significant portion of his base wanted something more ambitious, like, you know, like the public option. And
there's
great
Nelson.
Disappointment until recently among his union supporters about his inability or unwillingness to push some of their initiatives, including the Employee Free Choice Act. So it's not just a matter of checking these boxes. It's a matter of pushing hard for their agenda. That said, the base seems to be coming around. And it's going to be interesting, again, to see if Romney can pivot from this, from his stance in the Republican primary, which is to out-conservative everybody, particularly on immigration, and get to a point where he can be on the same stage as Obama and appear presidential. That turn is going to be interesting, because Gingrich and others like Kaine and Bachman have, in fact, pulled him farther to the right probably than he wanted to go.
So Jennifer, you know, a lot of people have said that this sort of comic strip GOP run for the presidential nomination is really helping Obama. I have to assume that that's the case. What could be our surprise? What at this point could really derail it and hand it over to conservative voters?
Well, at this point, I mean, I do think it's pretty early to know, you know, where this is going. It is sort of like a cartoon, and you can kind of tell with every time that there's a Republican debate, the next day reporters in the White House will ask White House Press Secretary Jay Carney if Obama watched the debate and what he thought. And 9 times out of 10, Carney just kind of laughs and says, no, he didn't watch it. And next question. I mean, Obama's loving this. It is like a lineup of cartoon characters sometimes. And it's too early for him to have to weigh in on any of this. It just let them go after each other. Let them make embarrassing gaffes. Let them forget the three departments that they want to get rid of immediately. I mean, there's all kinds of things going on that are just pretty entertaining. So there's it's not really time for Obama to step in and
Are you saying, Jennifer, it's too early for you to make a prediction about reelection or not?
I mean, I think at this point, Obama's feeling pretty good. I mean, he's got some challenges ahead of him this year, and he's got to wait to see who he's actually running against. But he clearly, his campaign is already preparing for Romney, and they've already been taking hits at Romney.
Yeah,
Glenn. But for now, I mean, it's still so early.
Glenn Thrush, you gonna take a prediction there?
I think I still feel Obama's in a good deal of trouble. I mean, his Gallup daily approval ratings popped up a bit. He's in the high 40s, which looks pretty good. He's developing state operations, but he is in deep, deep trouble with white independents. And in states like Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Florida, where he still remains more deeply underwater than his national average, he's got to make up ground with those folks.
Yeah. Glenn Thrush, senior White House writer at Politico. Jennifer Bendery, White House correspondent for Huffington Post. Thanks so much, guys.
Bye, guys.
No problem. Take care.